You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Currently, here in Idaho, faith healing is legally exempt from medical neglect laws. The campaign to protect Idaho kids has been working to change that. Back in January, they held a forum to talk about those religious exemptions, and they have now created a new video designed to start conversations about this issue. Let's take a listen to a clip from that.
The video you are about to see is a discussion on Idaho's religious exemption laws that allow parents to deny their children medical care based on the parents' religious beliefs. Now, since these laws have been enacted, hundreds of children from Idaho faith healing communities have died. Experts say that 90% of those children would have lived had they received modern medical attention.
So joining us live are former First Lady of the state of Idaho, Patricia Kempthorne, Roger Sherman, who is the executive director of the Idaho Children's Trust Fund, Prevent Child Abuse Idaho, and Bruce Wingate, the founder of the Project Idaho Kids Foundation. I want to thank all three of you for being here today.
Thank you.
So Bruce, can you tell us what the Protect Idaho Kids Foundation is and what does it do exactly?
Well, right now and for the last several years, we've been focusing on this religious exemptions in Idaho to try and get those changed so that children don't die from medical neglect. We do other things too. We have picnics at the park for food insecure kids and their families. We have last year and the year before, we gave all the hospitals baskets of appreciation for the health workers. So we do other things, but primarily right now and for the last decade or so, we've been focusing on trying to get the religious exemption laws changed.
So Roger, how did you and your organization get involved in this campaign?
Well, Gemma, because our focus is around prevention of child abuse and neglect before it occurs, and we really think that the laws that allow, children to suffer and in some cases die from preventable causes is really something that's, unfortunately somewhat unique to Idaho. And it's something that it's a law that we should change, on behalf of the kids. Who do suffer, and for the kids who then who have died over the years. And our role really is to prevent child abuse and neglect, and that is just one form of neglect that we just think we could deal with and the legislature should outlaw.
Mm-hmm. And Patricia, why did you decide to get involved with this?
Well, Gemma, as I've spent several decades working to promote a family consciousness in the state of Idaho, but also all over, just strengthening families and giving them the tools and the resources that they need. And as I really wasn't aware of this, I certainly wasn't aware of the exemption until in a conversation with Roger, we started discussing it, and it just didn't make sense because it doesn't help our children. It doesn't help, even though it focuses on just one small group. Every child is important. And our job in the state is to make sure that the practices and policies that are happening don't endanger our children medically or physically. So I think what we really did with this and what they've done over the last couple of years with the forums and the forum and the video now is we really want to engage people in the conversation. We want more people to understand and know what this is and talk about it. It's a hard thing to talk about, but it's very important.
Mm-hmm. The forum in January actually brought people together to talk about some of these issues. And I do want to play a clip from Patricia right now. So let's take a listen. This is from January.
As a society, we have determined that there are certain things that should always be sacred. The well-being of our children is number one. With our differing opinions, we need robust conversation, education on why and how we got here, awareness of the consequences of those decisions. We can't be afraid of these conversations because the lives of children are at stake.
Patricia, you're a person of faith. And you believe in religious freedom, I think, as a lot of Idahoans do. So how do you reconcile your faith with changing the religious exemption laws that allow parents to deny their children needed medical care?
I think when you say we're changing the religious exemption laws, I'm looking at changing this one exemption that allows a small group of faith, and these people, it's a faith that they just have to declare themselves of this faith. And I totally believe in praying and faith healing, and I think that's good. Keep doing it. But the fact that we have this exemption that basically, to me, in a way, it takes responsibility away from the parents. It is the parents' responsibility. That's what they say. It's their response. They want that responsibility. We need to give them all the opportunities. And maybe that prayer is going to say, I need to contact somebody and find out what's wrong. I want these parents to feel freer to be able to make the right decisions for their children so their children don't suffer and perhaps have, in the end, lose their life. This is so important. So it's, to me, it's about looking at this one exemption. And Idaho is one of only a very small handful of states that even still has it. Yeah. It's been around for 50 years and we didn't ask for it. It was forced upon us.
And Roger, can you talk about how there needs to maybe be a dialogue that goes beyond, anti-vaccination fears?
Yeah, I think unfortunately this got hung up in a lot of other conversations. And as as Mrs. Kempthorne just said, we want to keep this narrow. I mean, we're focused on that one exemption. What we're really, some of the anti-vaxxing and other issues around, around choices around medical care are not things that we want to be involved with. And that's why it's so important that we really, start this conversation or continue this conversation. And the video, the idea behind the video is to have community groups ask us to come and talk to them. And we can, and we'd like to have those dialogues all over the state so that people can understand what is going on. And then, hopefully that will help to shape legislation going forward.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the Protect Idaho Kids Foundation and about a new video that's designed to really spark discussion about religious exemptions in Idaho. Bruce, this is a problem, though, that I think sometimes is a bit misunderstood. And we talk about the death of children, right? Children who do not get medical care and they end up dying. But it seems that maybe it goes beyond that in the sense that children are suffering when they are not given needed medical care.
Yes, absolutely. That's right. And one child's death is too many, but we've had many deaths over the years with this, and so many more children are suffering. If you're not getting medical care, you have a serious disease, or you have a broken arm or broken leg, and the parent just lets it go, it's huge suffering. And what we're trying to do is just eliminate that, have parents, every other parent except this small group has the responsibility to provide food and medical care to their children. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we say is that all children should have the right for protection and get medical treatment. And one of the things that I just want to bring up is there's another aspect to this is the constitutionality and right in our own constitution, it or codes, it says that you should provide food and shelter and medical treatment to your kids, but this exemption allows a small group to say, no, we're not going to do that, we don't believe in medicine, and they let their kids die or suffer. And this is something we're trying to change.
Roger, we have about 2 minutes left. Can you talk to us a bit about starting the conversations with this video. As I mentioned, I think there's just a lot of misunderstanding around this medical exemption or even the idea that some people may not think it's actually on the books, but it is. So what is the hope and the goal of this video and beginning conversations?
Well, like I say, I mean, we really want to emphasize community dialogue. We want people to start recognizing, you know, one, like Patricia said earlier, you know, this was actually forced on us by a federal statute that happened during the Nixon administration. And, you know, it really wasn't something that that was initially adopted from Idaho code. So we're or from Idaho legislators. So, you know, we think because there's going to be some significant change in the legislature this year, that there's some opportunities to restart that conversation with, you know, some new faces and some new configurations. And there's been some new academic work done from some BSU profs, and we've got some new things to really engage people and so that people can understand better what the origin of this is. And then finally, you know, what we can do and what's best for our state. Rights are never given without some sideboards, and this is one of the sideboards that needs to be put in place.
Well, I want to thank all of you for the work you are doing on this and for coming on our program. We're speaking with former First Lady Patricia Kempthorne, Roger Sherman, and Bruce Wingate about a new video designed to spark discussion about religious exemptions here in Idaho. I want to thank all of you for joining us today as well. Our senior producer is Samantha Wright. Our assistant producer is Hannah Gardosky. I'm Gemma Gaudet. It is Monday. Hope you have a good rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.